Bleak Expectations by Mark Evans. Chapter the First, A Childhood Cruelly Kippered.
Blast this so-called journalist, he is late.
But Papa, he is not due for a further 3 minutes.
Mr. Sarkwell of the Times, sir.
Blast this so-called journalist, he's early.
It is an honor to be here, Sir Philip. Now, if I could just set up my equipment.
Equipment? What can a journalist need other than a pad of paper, a pen, and no soul or integrity of any kind?
Papa, please.
Perhaps I should return another time.
No, like having your tooth pulled or making love to a woman. It is best done quickly or not at all. Set up what you need.
Sure.
Meanwhile, I shall fortify myself. Sadwell, a whiskey, if you please.
Might I remind, sir, that it is only 9:30 in the morning?
Quite right. Better make it a brandy.
Of course, sir.
And use the large glass.
Yes, sir. Your drink, sir.
Thank you, sir. Well, I take it the large glass is being washed.
No, it's my fault, Father. I gave it away to a poor beggar family as a new home.
Ah. That would explain this newspaper headline. Family burnt to crisp as giant brandy glass house acts as deadly lens for some.
No! Why does this keep happening? It is like the time I built a paper orphanage and lit it with candles.
I'm ready now, sir.
What exactly does this contraption of yours do?
It is the very latest in recording devices. The sound enters here and is etched onto this wax cylinder so that the conversation may be replayed later. It's called an eye wax. I must warn you that the device cannot store much at any one time. I may stop you occasionally to change cylinders.
To change cylinders? Or go prying and snuffling round my home like a rat?
To change cylinders.
I see.
So, if we are ready, you may begin.
There's been much speculation recently as to my origins. Well, now I can...
Stop! Cylinder change. Continue.
Where was I? There has been much speculation recently as to my...
Stop! Continue.
I completely lost my thread.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. There has been much...
Stop! Continue.
This is intolerable. Enough of your infernal contraption. It's going out of the window. Now, if you want to record my story, you can do it in pen and ink. Understand?
Of course, sir. Pray continue.
Well, then. There has been much speculation...
Stop!
What now?
Out of ink.
You accursed wretch.
I'll use a pencil. Do go on.
Sir, there has been much speculation recently as to my origins.
Oh, dear.
Well, today I hope to set the rumor mill at rest. Stop it grinding the flour of gossip, which makes the bread of scandal and from that the sandwich of despair. You getting this?
Oh, of course. My pencil hasn't broken, if that's what you're thinking.
I see. And so, I must reveal that my life is other than I have told it until now. Parts are to be found in my writings. A story of two towns, miserable mansion, the old shop of stuff, Graham Grambleby. All my books contain clues apart from lustful...